Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. International aid convoys have reached two rebel-held towns in Syria in what the U.S. calls a positive step. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. is continuing to push for more access to Syrian communities living under siege.
For the first time since 2012, U.N. trucks brought in food to Diriyah, a short drive from Syria's capital. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says it was only a partial delivery, and he says the Syrian Air Force dropped crude bombs on the town soon afterwards.
Such attacks are unacceptable in any circumstance, but in this case, they also hampered the delivery and distribution of badly needed assistance.
He says aid has also reached the town of Douma. Toner is calling on Syria to open up aid routes to all the communities that the UN says are under siege. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
In her first major address since becoming the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee, Hillary Clinton launched a scathing attack against rival Donald Trump today. Clinton linking abortion rights and birth control to economic growth and saying that under a Trump presidency, the country will return to a time when abortion was illegal and for women and girls, there were fewer options and more limitations.
He wants to go after so many of the fundamental rights we have, including safe and legal abortions. And he actually said women should be punished for having abortions.
Clinton saying Trump's Let's Make America Great Again position is code for Let's Take America Backwards. Clinton made her remarks today before the National Conference of Planned Parenthood in Washington. Jury deliberations are underway in the felony ethics trial of Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Rachel Lindley reports that this is the latest in a string of scandals plaguing Alabama's highest levels of government.
Prosecutors lambasted Speaker Hubbard during the three-week trial, saying he used his position and intimidation to funnel business to companies he owned. The defense maintained Hubbard's innocence and called the prosecution's case flimsy. Hubbard faces 23 felony ethics charges, and he'll be removed from office if found guilty of even one. Alabama's been immersed in embarrassing political impropriety of late. Alabama's Chief Justice was suspended in March and faces his second judicial ethics trial. The governor faces the threat of impeachment after accusations of sexual misconduct. Observers say the verdict in House Speaker Hubbard's trial could shape the state's political landscape for years to come. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lindley.
Online publisher Gawker is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The filing comes on the heels of a judge's order that Gawker pay former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan $140 million over the publication of a sex tape. Billionaire Peter Thiel, an early Facebook backer, helped pay for Hogan's lawsuit. The case and its consequences for Gawker are likely to increase debate over the effect of big money in the media. This is NPR. A lengthy funeral procession today in Louisville, Kentucky for former heavyweight champ Muhammad Ali. A flower-strewn hearse arriving today at the city's Cave Hill Cemetery, where Ali was being laid to rest. A huge crowd delayed funeral processions somewhat as thousands lined the procession route to pay their respects to their hometown hero. Former champ Evander Holyfield says the massive turnout shows Ali's role as a unifier. Ali died last week at the age of 74 after a long battle with Parkinson's. Hundreds of extra police were deployed in Jerusalem today, fearful of increased tensions during the first Friday prayers of Ramadan. It comes 2 days after two Palestinian gunmen killed four Israeli civilians. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem.
Israel operates a complicated and changing permit system for Palestinians. Following Wednesday's fatal shooting, for example, Israel suspended more than 80,000 permits previously granted for West Bank Palestinians to visit relatives in Israel during Ramadan. But more than 30,000 Palestinians from the West Bank were allowed to enter Jerusalem today for prayers at Al-Aqsa, the site in the Old City Jews call the Temple Mount and is sacred in both faiths. Meanwhile, a top UN human rights official questioned Israel's decision to suspend permits, saying it may amount to collective punishment. Israel says these decisions are based on security assessments. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Hard to believe Apple's digital assistant Siri has been around for 5 years now, and it appears the company is preparing to come out with a bit of an upgrade. On Monday, Apple is expected to demonstrate an updated version of Siri. That is, it kicks off its annual software conference. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.